This has to do with the management of MPA, specifically the controller and the managing director, paying out sums of money to an expert contractor to remove wreckage from the port of Greenville and to conduct a security assessment in all ports of Liberia. But we got to find out that the memorandum of understanding, the contract was bogus, and certain amounts of money were being paid to an unqualified person for other reasons, and not to actually remove wreckage, and not to actually conduct security assessment of the ports in Liberia. So our findings show this money of more than $800,000 over a 6 month period, less than 6 months, were actually converted for other use, for private uses. And so, based on the findings, we recommended to the president that a strong action should be taken to remedy the situation.
Mr. Chairman, that's exactly what I'm going to ask you. What happens now? Because it seems to me in the past, when the commission has investigated something, some action is taken from the executive side, then we don't hear anything about what happens again to those people who have been suspended. So are you then going to go after the managing director and the controller in the court of law?
That is the expectation. We are pursuing the legal process. The law establishing the LACC provides that after an investigation, the LACC submits its report to the Ministry of Justice, and the Ministry of Justice, along with LACC, all alone can decide what to do with that report. And so at this point, this report has been forwarded to the Ministry of Justice, and we're hoping and waiting to see that our two institutions can collaborate in terms of pursuing prosecution. The case involving the National Oil Company of Liberia, where the board of directors paid some money out as incentive to some lawmakers to pass an oil law, we announced that we're investigating that case last year. Today, as we speak, that case is in court. Members of the board of NOCAR who took that decision are currently in court facing bribery charges. So we understand that the LACC was kind of slow before, did not pursue cases. This LACC under our administration is determined to pursue matters that it investigates to its logical and legal conclusion. You will also know that if the Ministry of Justice receives a report from the LACC and does not act on those matters for 3 consecutive months, the LACC prosecutorial power is triggered. And so the LACC can on its own prosecute this matter as well.
Mr. Chairman, talking about the board of directors of this oil company and now the National Port Authority, there are some people who say, why is the Liberian government paying money, or these different parastatals paying money to people who are already being paid by the Liberian people as government officials? Why are they on these boards and receiving money at the same time?
This is a matter that we are investigating. We are looking into, because we also have a National Code of Conduct that was just passed in June of last year. And this National Code of Conduct also prohibits double emoluments by government officials.